This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Bureau of Land Management says it will fully staff its western headquarters in Grand Junction for the first time. Colorado's Democratic U.S. Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper said in a joint statement the move will strengthen public lands management. Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert said she was thrilled and that this wouldn't have happened without bipartisan collaboration. All three supported former President Trump's decision to move the BLM's national headquarters to Grand Junction in 2019, which the Biden administration later reversed. The deputy attorney in Clear Creek County will investigate the killing of Christian Glass by a county deputy this summer. Glass's parents say their 22-year-old son did not pose a threat to police and that he called 911 for help. CPR Justice reporter Allison Sherry.
And even over the radio, you can hear at one point the Colorado State Patrol, a supervisor, saying he didn't think Glass had committed any crimes and there was no reason to continue contact. But that message didn't get to the Clear Creek deputies, or if it did, they apparently ignored it. And the morning after the shooting, the sheriff's office released a statement that Glass was armed with a knife and tried to stab an officer, which I didn't really see in the body camera. You know, he never left his car.
Glass's parents say that he was too scared to get out of his car because he was having a mental health crisis. A deputy fired into the car, killing Glass. His parents plan to file a lawsuit over his death. Rocky Mountain National Park grew a little bit Monday, exactly 40 acres bigger. Park officials celebrated an additional 4 miles worth of land northeast of Long's Peak during a ribbon-cutting ceremony Monday. Former astronaut Vance Brand served as commander aboard the Columbia and Challenger space shuttles. He purchased the land in 1967. The Longmont native later donated it in 2019 to the Rocky Mountain Conservancy. Congress then authorized it into the boundary of Rocky Mountain National Park 2 years later. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 206.